Okay, exhausted by the onslaught of news? I'll bet you're ready to slow down. Unplug. Here's a thought. Listen more closely to the sounds of nature that tend to fade into the background. That's exactly what biologist David George Haskell did while researching his new book, The Songs of Trees. So after a nutty week and heading into the weekend, don't you want to hear a bit of what he heard when he started listening to trees? The World's Carolyn Beeler talked to and listened with Haskell.
I asked David George Haskell how he started listening to trees, because, really? His answer, like nearly everything he says, was completely earnest.
Birds were my gateway drug. I first started identifying them by ear.
A very good ear, it turns out.
And then from that, I realized that trees all had their own voices, and there were lots and lots of stories behind those sounds. And so sound is the great revealing sense.
Haskell was born in the UK and raised in Paris, where he remembers listening to birds as a kid. Now he teaches writing at the University of the South in Tennessee. But he traveled around the world to research his new book, The Songs of Trees. He spent 2 years listening to and recording a dozen specific trees and their surroundings. This is the sound of rain splattering on a giant sabo tree and the plants growing underneath it in the Ecuadorian Amazon.
And each plant has its own sound that relates to the shape and the size of the leaf. How thick is it? So here we're hearing the big raindrops falling from high in the canopy. And we're listening to different species. This one, I think, is Inga, which is medium-sized tapered leaf. Then this deeper one is the leaf of an avocado plant. And in the background, we hear the leaf litter. The leaf litter has a little fizzle and pop.
These plants growing on the ground below live on the rain that drips off the sabo's tapered leaves above. Haskell also turned his ears to the animals that live among these plants.
A low-frequency sound are the sounds of monkeys waking up, the howl of monkeys, see the dawn coming, and they climb to the top of the trees and release this sound.
Indigenous people also use sabo trees to communicate.
People living in the forest, the Warani, when they become lost in the forest, they find a sabo tree, and they hammer on it with sticks or their arms, and the whole tree vibrates like a big subwoofer, sending out a signal, I'm lost. Come and help me find my way.
Haskell's book focuses on these connections between plants and animals and people, from the jungles of South America to the streets of Manhattan. But it's not all kumbaya tree hugger stuff. Haskell also describes how these relationships in nature lead inevitably to death. This is an underwater recording of a sable palm. That's a tree that's evolved to live right on the edge of the ocean.
So this is a very small wave reaching into the roots of a sable palm. And the hydrophone reveals quite a lot of energy punching into the roots and washing sand grains away.
After Haskell recorded this on an island off the coast of Georgia, that wave energy knocked the tree over and killed it. Haskell says the stories of nature are easy to hear if you just learn how to listen.
The main practice is to pour one's attention into the ears.
We are up on a hill in Boston in a stand of eastern and Japanese white pines. Haskell takes off his rain jacket so it doesn't rustle, and he takes an acoustic inventory.
We're hearing sirens, hearing a diesel engine.
I mostly hear those traffic noises, but Haskell, he hears a lot more.
I'm hearing blue jays and a flicker.
For Haskell, every sound triggers a story. They start small, but then they grow into mini science lessons.
Some robins that are newly arrived from the south.
Probably, like they have for millennia, he says, with seeds in their bellies.
So this is one way in which the north got colonized after the last ice age. All of this region was covered in ice. Every single plant growing here came from somewhere else.
Sometimes, like now, the stories Haskell hears are about how trees got to where they are. Other times, they're about the work they do once they get there. We walk by an oak.
This is a very old northern red oak.
And he tells me how rain would sound as it trickles down the tree's twisted bark. The sound of how trees help prevent flooding in heavy rainfall. From all the sounds he's listened to over the years, Haskell says he's learned one big lesson.
Human lives and tree lives are intimately intertwined.
Both while trees are alive and after we've chopped them down to make into paper or lumber.
Everything from every breath of air that we take, every time we read a book or step into a building, through to trees' roles in the ecology that keeps the world as we know it functioning. Human lives and tree lives are deeply connected.
So next time you're outside, why not take off your headphones and give listening, really actually listening, a try? We could all do with feeling just a bit more connected. For The World, I'm Carolyn Buehler, Boston.
Those raindrops were seriously soothing. Just a little public service mindfulness for these chaotic times. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you back here Monday.